This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Take My Advice or I'll Spank You Without Pants. That was by Pecola off of The Mexican. I like that one. Before that, Initials by York Readout off of their self-titled. And then before that, Lawn Care by Women off of their self-titled. And actually, it makes no difference when it comes to the music itself. But there's like a specific Canada version on Bandcamp, I think, that was just listed in, you know, Canadian dollars, which is now made private, which I find surprising. I bought that album, you know, pretty late in its life. It was like 3 years ago or something when I was still living in Thunder Bay that one summer. Kind of funny to see that changed. You can still look at it, can still listen to it through Bandcamp, but it's private. I got private music. That's cool. Anyway, third reminder, cfrc.ca/donate. If you don't donate, I'll die of sadness of you not donating to CFRC. Do that. Contributes to all the important physical, technical stuff that's actually required to run a radio station. In the last few years, CFRC had to replace one of their antenna, which is a big undertaking. Renovations in a very, very old building. Keeping everything up to date when it comes to the actual, you know, not just the physical setup that is in there, because you have all sorts of soundboards, you have a whole library of music, which is gigantic and ancient. This studio for musicians to play in, all the machinery that goes into work and stuff like that, all the man hours required for doing that. That's money, folks. What else? All the technical stuff too. Like, there's a big site redesign that happened recently, and stuff like that requires, again, funds. So cfrc.ca/donate. Do that, ideally, if you can. If you got the cash, if you're willing to spend your last dollar on campus and community radio, it's pretty cool of you. What a neat way to go out that would be. Put us in your will or something. It's kind of weird for me, considering I'm no longer at Queens or in Kingston. And, you know, I did do one broadcast at CFRC, but that was not for Past Tense. It was for a different show. I think it was like a Monday night or something. I got no idea. But I was there for that. It was pretty long. And, so I do have some fond memories of CFRC. And it's always, I was a student there for a time at Queens. And it was nice to have a place, you know, sort of beyond my office. It's sort of community, I'll call it. I wasn't so tightly involved with it, but, you know, a place that I could sort of go to is like someone who did feel like something of an outsider on campus as a graduate student, a little bit older. And knowing that if I do go back there, beyond visiting some of my old friends, if they're still hanging out in the same offices, I would be able to go to the radio station and have something in common with the people there over at CFRC. So that's my sentimental spiel for saying donate to CFRC right friggin' now. And coming up next is a song from Clothesline from Hell. Could I go back? Could I take it? If I stay up all night now I get sick. Nobody takes
Well, are they forgotten at the bottom of your heart? I'm fine. Ticking away the hours to blow your world apart.
I am a time bomb, and I only live in that one moment in which you die. And it's not right. It's not what I wanted then, but you know and I know there's no going back. I am a lost soul, and I send out
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and I wish there was a way for me to fade out of that track. Maybe I could have done it a little. Whatever. The song was Time Bomb by the Dismemberment Plan off of their album Change. Before that, In This Life by Polvo off of Exploded Drawing, and then the first of the three was No Peace by Clothesline from Hell off of Something Nothing. And yeah, kind of blown away by that Dismemberment Plan track. And I've been on a Dismemberment Plan kick recently. I think listening to the Dismemberment Plan is Terrified and a 3, technically 4 song EP that's mostly material off of the Dismemberment Plan is Terrified, I think. And then it also has a demo of Spider in the Snow at the very end of it. That's a really cool one. I mean, the demo isn't particularly different from what appeared on Emergency and I, but the songs on that EP are pretty nice. Yeah, there are a couple of them that are really, really good. And yeah, I've kind of ignored the Dismemberment Plan's discography for a long time. It took like, I used to only listen to What Do You Want Me to Say off of Emergency and I, until I had a girl tell me that it was like one of her favorite albums. So I gave it a re-listen after that and discovered that it's also one of my favorite albums. And it's an incredibly tight album. And I definitely kind of prefer it over some of their other material. But now that I've listened to the other stuff, as like it as an album as a whole. But like that track off of Change is just incredible. And it took another dude on the internet who I think recommended that I listen to Change, that I give it a shot, you know? Maybe I'd tried it before and not gotten into it, but yeah, it definitely has some highlights, and that song, for instance, is fantastic. And it's been a long time since I've listened to that album. In this Dismemberment Plan kick, I have not been listening to Change, so I guess I'll put that back on maybe tomorrow morning before I go to my office. Yeah, that's pretty sick. I like that. Ah, just thrilled by that song. What a night. Yeah, and the Dismemberment Plan is Terrified. I can't remember exactly where that slots. Maybe it's between Change and Emergency and I. Yeah, I saw someone post talking about, or looking for more music, similar, I think, to the very final track off of that, and it's got a very, I think they described it almost as noir-esque, and it was a pretty fitting description of it. It was a really nice track. Real smooth, from what I can remember. But yeah, I gotta give that another listen. But I've been really been liking this this EP. It's got some song about New Year's in Boston that appears on the Dismemberment Plan is Terrified. And like I said, all the tracks are off that. Yeah. Ah, man, what a great song. Love that. Feeling good now. Got something to do. Just listen to that song over and over and over and over again. Probably while I do the dishes, tidy up a bit. It's a Sunday night for me. I got things I should be doing. And I'll mention one last time, cfrc.ca/donate. That's how you get nuts like me on the radio, is by spending your money on a campus and community station. Get a toque or something out of this. You get a tax receipt. You get a warm, fuzzy feeling deep in the bottom of your otherwise cold heart. Please, please, for the love of God, donate to CFRC, cfrc.ca/donate.